Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Kenyon, and I am a member of the Health Determinants and Disparities Practice at SRA International, which contracts with the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on this project to develop an e-learning program for Promotores de Salud. And I'm very pleased to be here today to talk to you about our development process and what this e-learning program is going to look like. I'd like to take a second to introduce Ms. Mayra Alvarez, who is the project manager for this project. She is the associate director of the Office of Minority Health. And I'd also like to acknowledge that there's several of our expert panel advisors in the crowd today, so thank you for coming to support this. And one other acknowledgement, I'd like to acknowledge Alicia Riley, who was the fearless task lead for this project until she had a wonderful opportunity to pursue a degree at Chicago, so she's also listed on this abstract. The Office of Minority Health contracts with SRA for Think Cultural Health, which offers e-learning programs and other materials about cultural competency. And these materials are grounded in the National Standards for Culturally and Linguistically Appropriate Services in Health and Healthcare, which are more easily referred to as just the National Class Standards. The National Class Standards provide guidance and action steps on implementing cultural and linguistic competency at organizations. And I have no disclosures. So this project falls under the broader HHS-wide Promotores de Salud initiative, and it is an e-learning program. I'm sorry. The initiative is part of a broader HHS initiative, the Promotores de Salud initiative, which was authorized by the HHS action plan to reduce racial and ethnic health disparities. And the action plan calls for increasing the use of promotores to promote participation in health education and prevention and health insurance programs. So with that charge, the HHS Promotores de Salud initiative aims to recognize the important contributions of promotores in serving Latino communities and also to promote the increased engagement of promotores to support health education and prevention efforts and access to health insurance programs. This e-learning program in particular is being undertaken by the Office of Minority Health, and it aims to provide promotores with the knowledge and skills to promote healthy eating and access to healthy foods in Latino communities, as well as to connect community members with specific resources that can help individuals access healthy foods, such as government nutrition services like SNAP or WIC. But the program will more broadly use healthy eating, will address the topic of healthy eating within the framework of empowering promotores as community change agents. The program wants to or aims to provide promotores with strategies to affect change at the individual level, at the community level, and at the systems level. As you may have read in the abstract, or as you may know, this project originally began as a partnership between the Office of Minority Health and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Since the U.S. Department of Agriculture is no longer participating in the project, that gave us and the Office of Minority Health some opportunity to work with our advisory panel to reframe or shift the focus of the content just a little bit. And that's where we've landed. As I just said, we've been working with the advisory committee, and we have realized that this program can be an important opportunity to facilitate a promotora's role as a change agent, to facilitate behavior change, and to affect change in their community as well. Many Latino communities suffer from poor food access compared to other racial and ethnic minority groups. And this poor food access is one contributing factor to some of the health problems like diabetes or hunger or obesity that are experienced by some Latinos more than other racial and ethnic groups. So where this e-learning program is coming from is with the idea that culturally and linguistically appropriate information or messaging can help bridge those gaps and reduce those disparities. Promotores are well versed in the kind of work that we're talking about here. A lot of them are already trained in and doing outreach in issues such as nutrition or diabetes. And so this e-learning program wants to build on that. It wants to build on that expertise and use the experience that, and knowledge that promotores already have to support them in being change agents in their community, to empower community members to make healthy decisions around food. This e-learning program also aims to pioneer the use of online tools for promotores de salud. And as you know, many promotores de salud are more accustomed to receiving training in person and small group facilitated sessions. But here, the Office of Minority Health saw an opportunity to take advantage of an e-learning platform to possibly reach more promotores. And this has the potential to generate more impact and more change throughout the country. So it's our hope that with the right product and the right partnerships, this e-learning program could reach hundreds of promotores, if not more, around the country. And I want to acknowledge that, of course, there are several pioneers ahead of us in this endeavor, including people on our advisory committee. So the Think Cultural Health team does have experience with developing e-learning programs for health professionals, including nurses, emergency personnel, psychologists, physicians, and more. But we know that there will be additional considerations for an audience of promotores de salud, which include a wide range of literacy skills, and for many of the promotores, a lower average literacy level, as well as a wide range of people's familiarity with and access to using a computer and an internet browser for as a learning tool. With this e-learning program specifically, we also want to employ principles of popular education as well as experiential learning styles. With that in mind, the first thing that we did in developing this program was to convene an advisory committee of 16 experts from around the country that represent different pieces of the puzzle of the project that we're putting together. And this graphic is just a really simple overview of our development process. But the first thing we did was convene that panel and interview each of those members individually. And the input and the information that we received at that point really provided us with a good grounding and a good basis that informed the rest of the development process and what the e-learning program should pursue. We also conducted a literature review. And with that, we were able to develop some guiding principles for instructional design. We aim for this e-learning program to be accessible, available, and appropriate. And these instructional design principles reflect this. We would like to develop a program that's practical and engaging for someone who has a tight schedule and who has varying degree of comfort or access to computers and internet, again, as a learning tool. The program also aims to be designed in a way that honors promotores as health professionals with valuable contributions and with an intimate understanding of their communities. It aims to build their professional capacity in a way that honors their existing expertise and existing experiences, and that also honors and incorporates cultural wisdom and cultural elements. So we have been working closely with our technical team to develop an e-learning design that reflects and incorporates these instructional design principles. We're now in stage two of the development process. So we are working closely with the Office of Minority Health and the advisory panel and our technical team. And we have developed a test website that has draft content with input from all of those parties. In fact, we just met last week with the advisory committee for a full day meeting of brainstorming and discussions about the direction and the content of the curriculum, and we're currently working on synthesizing that feedback and incorporating it into the next draft of the program. Let me show you some screenshots of the test website so far to give you an idea of the look and feel and some of the features of our e-learning program. And do keep in mind that this is a draft and we will be doing many rounds of revision, so all of this is subject to change. But this is the homepage, and you can see that the program will be available completely in both English and Spanish. Individuals will complete a brief registration form. It's not pictured here, but we just want to collect some small amount of information so that we can get a better understanding of who is using the program and how the program is being used around the country to inform further efforts. And also by collecting everyone's name, we will be able to print, or everyone will receive a certificate of completion with their name on it to show that they have participated in this training opportunity. Following that registration, the user will see this page, which is where he or she will select if they're taking the program as an individual or as a group, and in English or Spanish. And designing the program in a way that it can be taken as a group sort of helps bridge that gap between an in-person session that a promotora may be more better acquainted with and this e-learning platform. If the individual is going to lead a group through the session, then he or she can enter the participants' names, and that way everybody can also receive a certificate of completion with their name on it, even if they didn't individually register and take the program by themselves. So this is the first page of the program once you're past the registration. And we decided to incorporate an MC that kind of guides the participants through the material, sort of acts like she's teaching the material. And again, we thought this could be a good way to bridge that different experience between taking an in-person training and an e-learning program. An individual will need computer access and will need to know the basics of how to use a computer and the internet in order to take the program, but we are offering up front at the beginning of the program a simple video tutorial that will demonstrate how to navigate around the program and what the different features are. There's two courses currently in the curriculum, and for each one there's a very brief pre-test and post-test, and this is just one way that we're going to assess to the degree to which knowledge was gained through the program. The content, this is one of the first pages of the content, and it's going to be written at the third to fifth grade level. For those of you who are actually reading this right now, it's currently at the 7th to 8th grade level, but we're working on revising that text. And in addition, if you can see on the right side of the screen above the MC, there's a click-to-play audio link, and that's going to be available on every single page of content in English and in Spanish, depending on which page they're looking at, to support the fact that some people prefer to listen to text versus read it or to do both. There's also opportunities for reflection throughout the program, and this is a way to sort of think on the content and the concepts that are being presented, think about how it applies to your own life and to your own work, and especially for anybody taking this program as a group, this is a great opportunity for group discussion. We also have incorporated several case studies that follow families as they're attempting to put and buy healthy food to put on the table. And these stories reinforce and illustrate some of the concepts being provided in the course. That gives you just a little idea of our e-learning program. We're currently working on the next draft with help from the advisory committee. It's all currently in English, so the next step is to have this professionally translated into Spanish, and it's the Spanish website that will be pilot tested around the country early next year at focus groups. And the results from that will inform both the content and the website design itself. We're very excited about this program, and I just wanted to share a quote that we heard in one of our discussion groups with a promotora, with promotoras over the summer. A rough English translation of this is, "The success of the Promotores de Salud program is that it uses popular education and compassion." Me, being a person from the community who probably has the same budget as you, it uses that mechanism of empathy. I worry about the same things as you. Nevertheless, I'm inviting you onward. I'm inviting you to make changes. That is one of the successes of the program, that you can feel like you are making a friend. And to me, that quote kind of captures a lot of the essence of and a lot of the beauty of the Promotores de Salud model. And that's something that we hope to honor in this e-learning program, that element of compassion and that element of affecting change in your community. It's our hope to reach individuals, to reach promotoras, and enable them to facilitate behavior change in individuals in their community around healthy eating, and to empower them to make changes in their community and even in the systems around them to facilitate healthy choices and healthy eating. So there's going to be many more changes and many more conversations as we continue this development process. But again, we're very excited to be working with our team on this. And if you have any questions, please let me know. You can contact me at this email address, or I can give you a card after this session. Thank you.